Across the nation this weekend, many families will celebrate Father's Day. Dads play an important role in their children's development, yet some dads need coaching because they didn't have a role model. WUWM reports on a local program teaching parenting skills to fathers who need them. In some cases, the instructors have to go behind bars to do their work. Twice a week, more than a dozen men in orange pants and gray t-shirts sit at stainless steel tables bolted to the floor. They're inmates at the House of Correction in Franklin, and they're taking a class on parenting skills with Lewis Lee of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative.
Chapter 11, today we're going to be talking about basically balancing our time with our kids.
Balancing time with kids may be impossible at this point because some of the men are serving time for gun or drug crimes. Yet Lee taps into the dad's sensitive side by asking about their kids' first moments. The men laugh as they share stories of cutting the umbilical cord or chickening out. One young man describes squeezing the hand of his baby's mother as she went through labor and his reaction when he saw his daughter.
My mama crying, I'm crying. Then I'm running around the hospital and giving out them candy cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Candy cigars, it's a girl. I'm pass out everybody in the hospital, pass buy her balloons and stuff in the gift shop.
Articulating such moments was not easy for 36-year-old Antoine McGregor.
I'm going to be honest, when I first started the class, I was kind of nervous about sharing some intimate things.
But the father of six says the class has eased him into exposing feelings.
As the weeks went by, I got more comfortable with everybody, and I think that it worked the same way with my kids. The more I start sitting down and having a conversation with them, the better it'll be.
Instructor Lee tells the men it's important to communicate with their children when they visit or call, and to say, I love you, at every opportunity. Dennis Walton Jr. is co-director of the Fatherhood Initiative. He says the skills the men have, or lack, depend on what they saw when growing up.
Was your father in the home? If he was he a man who loved you? Was he a man who was negative? Was he a man who drinks? Was he a man who went to church? All of those things play a factor into the father that you become today.
The Fatherhood Initiative does more than offer parenting classes. Walton says, for instance, it also helps men find jobs so they can support their children.
When we look at our communities today, a lot of it is unstable because men are not present. So if we can share our stories with other men who feel helpless or feel hopeless, we know that we're doing something that's really going to benefit our community overall.
That's part of the message that we're giving to people is it's about being part of their lives so that you can help them steer the ship.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett was one of the program's founders a decade ago. He says he saw the need based in part on his own experience.
Having my dad around was key. It wasn't that he was taking me on all these fishing trips or he wasn't giving me all this money or a car. Just the fact that he was there was really important to me.
Clifford Shern agrees a father's presence is key. Shern says the Fatherhood Initiative has shown him new ways to contribute to the lives of his five children.
I was one of them guys who always thought, man, I need to have money to spend time with my kids, but they really just want you there.
Shern says the younger children are delighted going to the park with him or having him watch as they jump on a pogo stick. He appears pleased and a bit surprised that such simple activities bring him just as much pleasure. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.